The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Wonderful. Happy Saturday morning or afternoon or evening, whatever your time zone might be you're calling in from right now. And I'd like to welcome you to Happy Hour. So for our practice this morning, what I'd like to guide us in is a metta, a loving kindness practice, a well-wishing for everyone, for all beings. And something that's beautiful about practice of loving kindness, about metta practice, this practice of cultivating, ruminating about friendliness, really bringing about a sense of friendliness and goodwill for the world. It's a practice of gladdening of our own heart, making our own heart and our own minds happy. And it's also a practice of creating safety in our own space, in our own hearts, in our own minds, because especially nowadays when we turn each and every corner and it seems like there is bad news and challenges here, challenges there, a practice like this, a practice of wishing metta, wishing goodness for the world, can actually bring a sense of living in a friendly universe, which can be actually very, very helpful for our own functioning, for our own well-being, to feel that we are living in a friendly universe versus an unfriendly universe. So I like to offer this practice, and I've been doing it actually myself, especially the past day, and realizing, this just feels so good to be landing, to be resting in the space of goodness. It feels like there is goodness all around. There is a sense of well-being all around, which is just from the sense of that the one that's created in my own mind. So without further ado, I'd like to start guiding us in this meditation. So I invite you to make yourself comfortable wherever you're sitting. If you need to move, this is a great time to make yourself comfortable. And arriving in your own body. Landing in this moment. Letting your body relax and soften. Let it land as if you're landing in a warm bath this morning. The same sense of ease and welcoming, relaxation, being in a warm bath. And if the invocation of the feeling, the image of a warm bath does not work for you, maybe invoke the sense of you were sitting or lying on the grass outside on a sunny day, watching the sky on a weekend, just relaxing, feeling safe. Feeling the sun on your face, the warmth. Allowing yourself to feel your body. Relaxing, softening, opening up. Offering up any tension your body might be holding. And letting your breath move as it does in and out of the body on its own. It's not so much that you are breathing. The breath is breathing itself. Let it fill you up. Let the breath visit every nook and cranny of the body, filling up the areas that are tight, tense. That they don't have any awareness in them, to fill them up with the breath, with awareness, your whole body. And with each in-breath, letting there be more filling out, more filling up of your body. Starting with your toes, the extremities. Feeling as if you were an inflatable doll. letting your toes be filled up, inflated with awareness, with the breath, the sensations of contact, warmth or coolness in your toes, your feet. The sense of interest, curiosity. What does it feel like if your toes, your feet feel more full? Of awareness with sensations. Moving up, filling your legs, lower legs and upper legs. With more awareness of the breath. Awakens this part of your body to sensations. And naturally, if there's any tension or holding, it melts away. Moving up and filling the area of your sit bones, your bottom, and the groin area. With the breath, with awareness. With sensations of contact, being grounded. Touching the chair or the cushion. You're moving up to your abdomen, your chest, letting your trunk be filled with sensations of breathing. curiosity, the interest, the joy. Of this dance of the movement in your belly, in your rib cage. Letting your shoulders, your neck relax, be filled with breath, with awareness. Your arms, your hands. And your entire face. Letting your forehead be soft, your eyes resting, in their socket, and your jaw relaxed. Maybe even letting your mouth fall open for a moment as you experiment what it feels for the jaw to be relaxed. Not in its usual position. And touching from the inside your whole face with your breath, with the movement. Filling out. As if the wrinkles on your forehead, on your face, get smoothed out as they get filled out with more breath sensation. Naturally. Now letting your whole body have the sense of being full, full of the breath, full of awareness. With each in-breath, more aliveness, more wakefulness. And with each out-breath, landing more deeply. Letting go of any tightness or holding. And if there's any thoughts, emotions, mind states, or feelings in the body arising, letting there be an expansiveness to the breath, that includes them, this breath of awareness filling out your body, that also touches, holds, soothes and calms. Any agitation, in the body or in the mind, spending a few more minutes tilling the soil of calm abiding, settling, before we turn to the practice of metta. Now, as you continue to receive the breath, the breath imbuing the body with awareness, consider the breath is a life-giving breath. The sense of goodness that the breath fills your body with. The sense of goodness, or perhaps goodwill of the universe. Filling your lungs, filling your whole body. letting yourself feel nourished, supported, filled with the goodness that's offered to you freely. And you don't even have to work for it. Can there be a sense of delight in receiving this goodness, this gift of goodness? As if the universe, the world is wishing you well. Nurturing, nourishing this body. And let there be a sense of appreciation, gladness. Maybe a smile shows up, in fact, trying on a smile as you receive this gift of each and every breath. And then, in turn, turning this goodwill onto the world, as if you were beaming your smile, as if you were lighting up the world with the gesture, the offer. Of your friendliness. The same way that as you would pass a passerby, you would offer a smile perhaps, or say hello, good morning. Offering goodwill. Friendliness to the world. And as the world is offering goodwill to you, filling your whole body with air, with kindness, with goodness of the breath. Letting your whole body radiate that recycled goodness. Goodness received, goodness radiated out. Just a sense of friendliness. Friendliness with the air around you. Friendliness with the sounds around you. friendliness with all the beings. In your home, in your neighborhood, feeling that the source of your friendliness is endless, every breath filling your body, resonating, filling up your body. Brings in goodness and friendliness. And you simply beam it out. And it's not so much work. You're not pushing it out. It's certainly being beamed out. You're just the conduit for this friendliness, for the goodwill, for the metta. And as we come to an end of our practice together, letting the sense of metta filling your body, letting it fill all the beings with you. Practicing together in this Zoom room on YouTube. All practitioners everywhere. All non-practitioners everywhere. Non-discriminant. And imagining perhaps that as this radiating of goodwill touches people, it brings them happiness, it brings them goodness. Bringing a few people in mind, a few beings, a few animals, birds, fish. May all beings everywhere May all beings, including yourself, be safe. May all beings everywhere be happy. May all beings everywhere be healthy. And may all beings everywhere have peace and ease, take care of themselves happily. So the practice of metta, especially in this way, in this different way of getting into it with the breath, with our own bodies, can have a sense, a feeling of radiating naturally from our breath. And it's can feel effortless if we allow this invitation of just being a conduit, that breath is filling us with goodness, goodwill from the universe, and it's being radiated out. So the sense of safety all around. I'd like to invite you, if you want to share a word in chat, what is coming up for you in this moment? Sharing a reflection. I feel a lot more settled and calm. And I just want to smile right now. Actually, a smile is coming up for me. I just want to smile. So you're welcome to share any reflections if you would. Deep rest. Thank you, Elizabeth. Lovely. Drake, tingly. Beverly, calmness. Thank you. A gathering of myself. Shannon, thank you. Nancy, allergies. Oh, is it possible to smile at the allergies? Oh, I'm sorry. Calming, Stuart. Calming. Thank you. Nice. As Nancy's sharing allergies, I also want to share that everything is welcome, whatever is arising. And the practice of metta, a part of it is to meet with friendliness whatever is arising, to see if there can be a non-conflict. Allergies are happening right now. It's like this. Hello, allergies. Hello, old friend. Because they're going to be here. So if our relationship to them is non-conflictual, one of friendliness, could it support our heart in less suffering? Couple of offerings, reflections from faith, from YouTube, which is a little delayed. Alignment, warmth and ease, thankful and peaceful. Lovely. Thank you all. So, thank you all for practicing this morning, not just for yourself, but for the whole world. So this is the time that during happy hour, we transition to a few minutes of deep listening and sharing with a small group of three people. And it's a time to see this practice, how this practice can actually feel interactive, how when we actually open our eyes and go about in the world, how we can actually practice deeply with a few other people in the sandbox. Can we hold them with care, with kindness, the same way that we are radiating? Can we radiate this sense of goodwill and kindness in a Zoom room and just radiate kindness as if they can say no wrong and be held with a sense of kindness, and see what that feels like, just to be listened to without being interrupted. So for people who are on YouTube, you're welcome to join us on Zoom right now if you want to. The room is still open. And basically, the prompt is, how are you right now? There is no right or wrong. How are you right now? And the process, is it one of deep listening? Each person will have a couple of minutes. I will broadcast the time in the meeting rooms. And each person will have a couple of minutes just to speak, just to speak. And others will be doing deep listening, not interrupting, not asking questions. And just, it's a practice of metta in community. Can you radiate metta with goodwill? Listen to someone with goodwill, maybe with a smile. Try it on. And also see what it feels like to be listened to in that way. So I'm going to create the Zoom rooms and the breakout rooms here. Here we go. It would be lovely to hear any reflections that you may have, if you like to share, or any questions from either the first part or the second part of the practice, the first part being the silent meditation and the second part being the interactive practice in community with radiating metta. And you are welcome to raise your hand and I will unmute you, or you can unmute yourself now, or you can type it in chat. So very grateful for this new paradigm of connecting with other folks. Thank you. Thank you, Paula. Thank you. Lovely. Yeah. Do you want to say a word?
There we go. I just love being this new way of connecting with people. It just thrills me. Mm-hmm. I love it. People all over. I do Gil's morning meditation every weekday, and to see all the people checking in from all over the world, I just love it. So thank you. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for being here, being part of the community. And like you, I also take delight in seeing all the places from which people come in and practice together. It's a worldwide sangha, and also the interaction in these small groups is just so beautiful from all over the place. It's heartwarming.
Yeah. It's great.
Thank you, Paula. Yeah. Trudy, please.
Yeah. Connection is a natural thing. It's the way yeah. things are. We just didn't know, or I didn't know. And also, I want to thank you for adding this Saturday. It's a nice surprise and a nice treat. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Trudy. Yeah. Thank you for that. It's sweet. I have to admit publicly, I'm not a morning person. So this is definitely a stretch for me, and it's quite lovely. It's you know, it's easier for me to get up and listen to Gil than to be prepared to teach myself at 7 a.m. So, Great. Lovely. Any other last minute reflections or questions? while we have just a minute left. Yes, please. William. Whoops, let's see. I just unmuted you. There you go.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to share because it was a revelation for me. In the middle of the meditation, there were what I would used to label, or I still probably do label as noises in my area. And then there's something probably you said, and then my mind started deciding that there were sounds instead of noises. And just wanted to share that. It was very interesting that, you know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, those are sounds. They're not noises.
Love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, it's isn't it amazing how our perception really decides whether, oh, they're noises or they're awful, I'm suffering, I don't like them, or they're just sounds. They're just sounds. And so it's really in here that the stimulus out there is the same exact sound, the same exact wave form being produced, right? And molecules moving in the air is the same thing, but how it affects us, it's really inside. Thank you so much for sharing how that shifted for you. And metta is actually, this is the way things can shift. And who suffers less? Great. Beautiful. Well, it's 8 o'clock, and I wish you a wonderful morning, day, night, whatever your time zone may be. And thank you so much for joining us and dedicating the merit of our practice together to all beings everywhere. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Take good care. Be well.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.